breaking all the rules, playing games with my hell. My love.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And we got the breaking news. Gableman is out of a job. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is finally taking the courage it took to stand up to the guy that for the last couple of weeks has been campaigning for Voss's primary opponent. Like, I don't understand how that wasn't a line crossed in the sand.
Obviously.
But Voss was... I think Voss thought he was going to win by so many more votes. And he's got to be reeling right now that it came down to 260 votes. Because that margin, it was like 2.5, 3 points, percentage points. And Voss has got to be sweating. And he's probably a little relieved because now he has fired Gableman. But like I alluded to earlier, this doesn't mean that Gableman's going to go away anytime soon. Gableman is still going to be out there. He threatened. When his contract was supposed to come to an end at the end of like January, end of February, he had a report due to the Wisconsin legislature. He really didn't do his homework. He kind of showed these weird videos of them like interrogating individuals about in nursing homes about voting 2 years ago. And it was really disgusting, and he was using them as political props. And that was what his most recent report was. And at that time, he said, I don't need another contract extension. I'm going to continue doing this work for as long as it takes me. So there is definitely some God complex in Michael Gableman, and I have a feeling he's going to continue doing at least some kind of work like tangentially.
Those nursing home visits were also the most work he ever did. I mean, you can tell that was sort of the coup de grace. That was the thing that was supposed to make it was supposed to lend it the legitimacy that it needed.
And it wasn't even a lead that he found. The Racine County sheriff that endorsed Trump in the 2020 election and like was also spreading widespread claims of voter fraud was the one that originated that nonsense. And so Gableman didn't even do the hard work of finding that. He just picked up somebody else's crazy theory and ran with it. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. You can share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Wisco Paul. Wisco, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Who's on the hook for the $1 million+ we spent for this bogus investigation?
You and I, Wisco, you and I.
Oh, that's great.
Not me, though.
Evan doesn't pay his taxes, apparently.
And then the other breaking news here is now Trump's under investigation for espionage, or however you say that. That's what the raid was all about. So it's an amazing day in the news today. I just want the $1 million paid back. That's all. I want my tax money back for a bogus investigation. And who knows where this is going with Trump. So, anyway, you guys have a great day. Thanks,
Wisco. I appreciate it. See, this is the thing. I believe my advice for all the Republican talking heads out there that were on Monday when it wasn't a raid. So whatever you want to, I don't know. In the execution of the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago on Monday, Republicans were like, oh, if this could happen to Trump, it could happen to you. And then they slowly had to walk that back because they're like, oh, yeah, because nobody's supposed to be above the law. And
equal
they started
under
hearing
the
those
law.
Arguments. Walking that back. And they were like, well, this is an over-politicization of the DOJ. And so then they were like walking back those things because they were all fine when Comey opened it up against Hillary Clinton. And this is the thing is Republicans are really reeling on this, very similar to how Ron Johnson was when the January 6th committee released the fact that there was evidence that a staffer of Ron Johnson's had worked, or Ron Johnson himself had worked, to try to coordinate a hand delivery from Johnson to Mike Pence of the fraudulent elector votes for Michigan and Wisconsin. And Johnson just didn't have an answer for that either. And the Republicans nationally are very much reeling. They're doing this kind of whole walk back now. Be like, well, if he did take the documents, there's no way that they were top secret. Wait, what? You, you tell me that they're top secret documents. Well, there's no way that Trump knew those top secret documents were in the boxes. Do you think he packaged up those boxes himself? The only way that Trump would be held criminally accountable was if they were in the desk drawers of Mar-a-Lago at his desk. And we're going to find out next that that's the case, folks, because I don't know why you're talking about this ongoing investigation, because you're just going to look foolish. And so that's why I really haven't talked about Florida yet today, Evan. There's a lot to find out, and talking about it predictively isn't going to actually share any of that news.
No,
faster.
No. See, we speculate.
See, that here. Speculation is just going to make you look stupid, though, when it all comes out to air. So I'm just going to let the Department of Justice do their work in Florida, and we will report on things as we hear about them. But yes, Wisco Paul, it sounds like there was some top secret documents in Mar-a-Lago that left the White House that weren't supposed to. The DOJ tried every avenue to get them back, and Trump didn't return them. So a search warrant was executed, and they are now back in the custody of the Department of Justice, possibly. I don't know if that entire inventory list has been checked off yet, because we don't know what that inventory list is, because it's an open investigation, and we're the public. We don't need to know about it. Jeez.
He also watched the entire raid unfold.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
On CCTV.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, his attorneys were present. Some conservative talking heads out there were like, oh, you can't do that without his attorneys there. That's illegal. Oh, his attorney was there. So again, there's a ton of outrage. They realize that they were wrong, and then they slowly walk it back, and then they find something else to be completely outraged about. But we're going back to the phone lines, and I guess we're going to have to talk about some of these other headlines next week. But we got CJ in Beaver Dam calling in. CJ, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to know if you knew what the turnout of the overall numbers. I know we turned out by 109,000 in Minnesota more than Republicans did.
We were pretty.
Did we
good,
outnumber
yeah.
them in Wisconsin as well?
No, there were more Republican voters, as far as I'm aware of.
Both
than Democratic
were historic
voters.
Turnouts, though.
No. The Dems just came under in 1982 historic elections.
But see, that's 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this was decent turnout both.
Oh yeah, for the most for recent times, for the last several election cycles, both Republican turnout and Democratic turnout were higher than any recent election. So,
voters
are ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. You as well. And one of the things, again, though, as Adam had mentioned here in Madison when he called in, there were some Democrats that chose to vote in the Republican primary because they thought they were playing political strategists and picking a candidate they thought might match up better for the candidate that they want to win in November. So there's no way to really tell if they were true of either party voting in either party because, again, it's an open primary here in the state of Wisconsin. So even though you can only vote for one party last Tuesday, you didn't have to be a registered Republican to vote in the Republican primary. You didn't have to be a registered Democrat to vote in the Democratic primary. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. We got some other interesting headlines we're going to keep an eye on. But again, the Inflation Reduction Act expected to pass the U.S. House of Representatives, go to Joe Biden's desk later today. That is exciting news. It is the weekend. I will be back not tomorrow. I will be back Monday at 2. We got Matt McNeil coming up on this network next. Stay tuned. This has been Dueling Tangents. Talk to you later.